Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Jane Chacko from News 8 in studio.
Hello.
We keep trying to get to why she yelled at Captain America, but then she brought up pizza.
Right, diversions.
She's from Jersey, and she has a, she said, New Haven pizza's horrible.
I did not say that.
She's fact-checking me now.
Did the record
reflect it? The throat thing?
No, she didn't say that.
She said Elio's is better than New Haven pizza.
She said it took her a while to warm up to New Haven pizza.
Right.
Have you warmed up to New Haven pizza?
Yes, I have a big appreciation for it.
See?
Now. I do like it.
Big
yeah.
appreciation.
Yeah. Right.
The Clam Casino pizza at Modern's?
Yeah.
Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Modern's
good
great.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking about Sally's and Pepe's and Modern, the big three. Then you got Bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you tried any other Connecticut pizza?
I've tried, I can't remember the names off the top of
Domino's?
My
head. Domino's, yeah.
I actually love Domino's.
Yeah.
They're better now than they were.
I got to tell you.
Yeah, they're better now than they were.
Yeah, they're better than some of these other places.
If you need something warm in your face, it's perfect.
Yeah, you do.
That's the criteria. Warm.
There's an app for that, HP.
I need something warm in my face. That's cheesy.
Bud, New Haven.
You know what I meant.
Bud.
Yeah, we do.
Bud, help me out here. Talk.
Hey, Bud, you're on.
You butt dial us, bud?
They're 16 seconds behind us with the delay. So.
I think it's further than that.
Anthony and Brantford.
Good morning, folks.
Hi.
I gotta say it this way. There's pizza all over the place. And when you come to New Haven, there's Arby's. And there's a big difference.
See, I never say that.
I don't say Arby's. I say pizza.
I say pizza.
Yeah, my grandparents from Sicily, they said pizza.
Yeah. All right, Anthony, is there a place in Brantford you like?
Brantford, yeah. Lo Monaco's is really good. They're cheaper than just about anyone else, and they put out a damn good pie. But it doesn't compare, I don't think, to the Arby's that you get, you know,
Stop
from Sally's, Pepe's, and stuff.
Who says Arby's?
This guy.
Right. It's pizza.
You say that, Jane?
Arby's.
Do you say that?
No, I don't.
No.
No.
I say pizza.
I can say
Yeah, he also says gabagoo. It's capital.
Where's your capital? Where's your capital? Yeah.
Stop talking baby
All right,
talk.
Sharoons, all right. Have a good day.
All right, thank you.
I know what that means.
So I asked Jane, like, all right, so name a place in Jersey that you go for pizza.
Right.
The place next to my house is called Brooklyn Boys, but it's in New Jersey.
Brooklyn
Hello.
Boys. Hey, Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, the best place to get pizza in New Jersey is a place called Brooklyn Boys.
Well, they had to leave Brooklyn and go to Jersey. Yeah.
And they sell New Haven-style pizza there.
I'm sure it's really good.
No, it's not.
You said that Portnoy from Barstool stopped there?
Yeah, they did. They did.
What'd they give it?
I want to say, is it out of five? I want to say like a 3.5 or something.
He just did a New Jersey place last week where everyone was saying it was a 10 and he gave it a 9. I'm not sure which place it was.
Wow.
Okay. Damn.
Well, yeah.
No, so he said he was told it was the best pizza in America. He still thinks it's here. So he's smarter than you. So he wins.
I'll admit that. Right. I'll take that.
So he said New Haven pizza is the pizza capital of the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not New Jersey.
That's fine. That's okay.
Not Trenton.
Oh, God, no.
That's the only one I know.
Any moment now, the heels come on. He's gonna kick his ass. And then she attacked him.
I like the look she gives with a smile on her face. Like, I could kill you. Right.
It's the same look she gave to Captain America.
Right.
Go ahead. Tell
That's
the story.
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah, Captain America. Okay. We're going to get to that.
Well,
she yelled
that
at Captain America.
I think they're going to know why.
Bud in New Haven.
Oh, my. Hey, guys, first of all, great job. On Friday, you guys killed it.
To Great everyone, yes.
Thank
to
you
the
so
donors,
much.
Everyone who showed up.
It's a
yes.
group effort.
Thank
Me.
You.
Yes. Pat.
Now, as far as this pizza take that's going on, if this is her pizza take, she's going to die alone in that movie you make.
An old lady, let's just say, but she'll be very old. clutching that pizza box.
If only I knew.
It's called Heart of Beats.
Uh-huh.
guys, have a good one.
All right, thanks, buddy. Dude. Thank you. Nice job.
Thank God for this old dog. He's 115, but damn it.
She met all these great men. They just couldn't stand her pizza. Mike in New Milford.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey. Love the show.
Thank you.
It's hard to talk about Connecticut pizza without talking about the two greatest. You got your Colony down in Stamford.
That's a great one.
Ever classic Mystic Pizza with the Christmas movie to boot for it.
I'm not a Mystic Pizza guy.
I haven't been, but I haven't heard. I heard that it's not up to the movie standards.
Picture it tastes like fish.
Okay. My Colony, right on the money. Yeah, classic. Colony. But you got to go to Stamford. You got to go to the original.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. The Mystic Pizza, I enjoyed it, but it was like, it was a Saturday morning at like 10 a.m. and I was hungover. So it was breakfast.
Gotcha, right. Just need something warm in your face.
I enjoyed it. basically passed out in it.
If there was no hype to it and I happened to just have a pizza, I go, oh, this is good. But the fact that people told me it was good, it wasn't worth the hype I heard.
Yeah. Here's the thing you got to do. It's like if you put a Mystic Pizza down on a table with Modern and Pepe's and Sally's and Bar and then Colony.
Yeah.
How's that pizza going to do? It's going to be sitting there by itself.
It tastes like Julia Roberts.
Everything will be gone.
Young Julia. Pretty woman, Julia.
Brain?
I think the producer just tore up her movie contract because she doesn't like the Haven Pizza, so she has no career now with that movie.
Thanks, I never said I didn't like it.
Right.
I just want to make that clear.
She will yell at you.
Like Captain America.
She will yell at you. She'll grab her shield and kick your ass.
Yeah, she's not afraid of Captain America. She's not afraid of you.
She's in Jersey.
You're
she'll
no Chris
your ass,
Evans,
man.
Sir.
Valerie and Derby.
Hey, yeah, so there's a famous pizza place in New York City underneath the Brooklyn Bridge on the Brooklyn side called Ignatio's. It's Iggy or Ignatius with a Sicilian accent. It's called Ignatio's. So they recently opened up last year a new location in Mystic, Connecticut. It's just on the outskirts of the main square. Mystic Pizza, I'm not going to say anything bad about anybody else's business, but I'm not a fan.
What time? Yeah, I mean, it's okay. And you go there because of the movie. Yeah. You don't go there because you heard they had great pizza.
All the locals are a big fan of the restaurant. They make the dough fresh every single day. They offer gluten-free options.
Which ain't working there.
Yeah, right. Good call.
What?
Yeah. Sounds like a commercial.
Like a plug.
Oh, no. It's just delicious. And they just won one of the best pizza places in all of Connecticut.
How do you know all this about them? You work there, right?
I just know the people.
Okay. All right. So you're friends with the owners.
Friends of the family.
Okay.
The family.
All right. Good for you.
Yeah,
you're
they
a good
just got in Connecticut magazines, one of the best pizza places in the entire state.
We get it.
Okay. I got to just turn you down. We got it.
I thought you were a stalker.
If you live in Derby, Valerie, you should be calling in Roseland.
Yeah.
That's a place you should try.
Okay. Yeah.
Roseland's good.
Good pizza.
Yep. Very, very good.
I'll write it down.
We're going to have to try to get some of this Brooklyn Boys pizza and try that.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about New York City, John's on Bleecker is my favorite.
Where's that?
John's on Bleecker Street.
John's on Bleecker.
Very good. It is so good.
I've never tried it.
No.
It's not New Haven pizza, but it's very good.
It's not New Haven pizza, but it's famously good.
It's no New Jersey.
It's no New Jersey as well.
It's no Brooklyn Boys.
Yeah, Brooklyn Boys. What exit?
Well, you know what it is? You know it's about Jersey and like New York pizzas? It's foldable. You fold it.
You have to fold it in half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to fold it to make it a sandwich, it's not good. Just eat pizza. Stop it. Yeah. No arts and crafts.
Why News 8's Jane Chacko yelled at Captain America.
I'm dying to know.
I think we have to know.
Yeah, we must know.
All right, so Chris Evans was in a play called Lobby Hero with Michael Cera, and my cousin is a huge Chris Evans fan, so we go to this play. And
how old is your cousin?
She's only 2 years younger than me.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're like around the same age.
Okay.
And this was probably maybe like 5, 6, 7 years ago. So we go to this play and we watch the whole thing. Afterwards, you wait for everyone to sign your playbill.
Right.
And my cousin, she used to work at Build-A-Bear at the time. Oh. And since being a big fan, she dressed up her bear as Captain America.
And she made
obviously.
A bear.
And she is hoping to give Chris Evans the bear.
But wait, how old is she?
She
24?
She's how old? 20?
At the time, okay, I want to say she's like 20 at the time, or 19.
19, 20.
Yeah,
she, 19 old sounds
enough,
better.
Old enough to work.
Than like 24.
She's right. older. Yeah, she's working at the mall, you know?
Yeah, okay. Old enough to work.
Yes. So I tell her, hey, like, maybe it's not a good idea. And she's like, no, I think he'll like it. I'm like, all right. So we go and we're waiting. And he's very nice. He signs everyone's playbill. Whereas Michael Cera walked past me in the lobby with a hat on and just kept going. And
he's not great not nice. With people.
Yeah. No, he just like kept. And I was like. And everyone has a side door they could go out of. He just left right. through the front door.
Right, jerk.
Anyway, so we...
I think he's just awkward.
Yeah. He signs everyone's playbill, and my cousin hands him the bear, and he's like, no, thank you. And then she...
No, thank you.
No. She said no. Thank you.
Oh, that's when you let it rip, right?
And then she just... Her face just fell.
Yeah.
And I was like... Oh, that's it. Oh, no.
Yeah, you're eating this bear now, pal.
So I took the bear, and I said... My cousin brought this all the way from New Jersey to the show. We held it through the show. She made this for you. It looks like Captain America. You gotta take it. And I just keep on going, listing reasons.
Right.
And he just looks at me like I'm crazy because I was.
Well, yeah. Well, you're angry.
And he's just like, okay. And then he takes the bear.
Yeah.
And like this 6 foot something man with a bodyguard has a Build-A-Bear box right. walking away from us.
Right. Right.
And then later on, we were like, oh, my God, what if he thought there was a camera in the bear?
Yes, that's probably the nanny cam.
That's right. probably what he's thinking.
Okay.
Right. Or anything.
Yeah.
Anything could have been in there.
Could have
all kinds of different powders,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
explosives.
Fentanyl.
Or he's like, I'm a grown-up, and I don't want
I don't need a teddy bear.
Right. I'm tired of throwing out stupid things fans hand
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I want maybe, a woman's phone number, not maybe, a teddy bear.
Maybe he's trying to quit bears. Like, there's too many bears, he's just trying to quit bears.
Oh, exactly. No. Yeah, I just got over it.
I just came back from bear rehab. Damn it.
Too many teddy bears.
Now I'm addicted again.
I mean, what are you going to do when someone yells at you and says, this girl came all the way here.
You take the bear.
You just say, okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ask if she's like, you know, is she okay? Is she dying? You're like, no, she's a regular lady. It's weird.
Do you think it was the first garbage can or the second garbage can he saw that he
second.
Threw it in?
Second.
No, one corner. He has class. He left it in the car and kept going.
He gave it to his kids.
Oh, whatever taxi
the,
or
the rented
whatever.
Car, he, yes.
Or limo.
There's a Build-A-Bear right now in some taxi corporation's office. He's now a mascot of the company.
That's pretty cool. It's good for you to stand up for your cousin.
You did.
Oh, man.
You did.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Thanks.
You know, if you're going to yell at Captain America, it's got to be for a good reason.
That's a good reason.
That's a damn good reason.
At least show the respect. At least take the bear, say thank you.
Right.
Take 20 steps, then you can do whatever you want.
Put it in the dressing room, leave it.
The bear.
Yeah, exactly. Take Please. The bear.
Sounds right. like Michael Cera is a pretty smart guy.
Michael Cera, another bear for him.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's the bear chick.
Here's your super bad bear.
Jane Chacko, News 8. Look at you. News 8.
Yeah.
Behind the Thanks. Anchor desk. Good for you.
Right? Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a great holiday season.
Yes.
Thank you for having me on.
We'll have you back next year, and we'll get some pizza from New Jersey. We'll get some pizza from Connecticut.
Anchoring Christmas, coming November 2024.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And don't yell at us. Yeah.
This guy discovered Kiss, Rush, and Lynyrd Skynyrd, but his boss said no.
Oh.
Record executive and legend Tom Werman on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
Nice to be here.
So how does something like that happen?
Well, he was a smart guy, you know, and he had a good ear for music, but not rock and roll specifically.
Oh.
So, you know, I had very little authority at that point. I had only signed REO Speedwagon. And this was just like 1 or 2 years later. And I don't know, I signed Wicked Lester. We bought their almost finished album. And they broke up before we could release the record and reformed, Paul and Gene, reformed as a three-piece. And that was Kiss. And I took my boss to see them, and he didn't get it. So, yeah, that was it. And then Skynyrd, you know, I saw them down in Macon, Georgia, before anybody else, really from a label. And I took my boss to see them in Nashville, and his comment was, good band, no songs.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, they had played Freebird.
They played Freebird that night.
And nobody yelled it. Play Freebird.
Yeah, nobody was yelling, play Freebird.
No, they didn't. No. But But he, no, that was that. And then Rush was, you know, I was mailed a cassette by their manager, and I flew up to Toronto to see them. And then they asked for $75,000 from the label, from Epic Records, for two albums. That was the advance they wanted. And nope, that was too high for the CBS Records guidelines. Wow. So they went over to Mercury. And, those three got away.
And that was before Neil.
Before Neil, yes, oh, yes. Oh, yeah, with John Rutsey, I think.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. But, all right, so at that point in your career, you just didn't have the track record. You signed REO, but they didn't have their, you could tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Yeah, they weren't big yet.
They didn't have that one out yet.
No. High Infidelity.
Eventually, they said, I mean, I got a new boss, and his reaction was, well, maybe Werman knows something that we don't. And because those three bands had become huge by that time, so they allowed me to sign Ted Nugent.
Wow. That was a good one.
We did not discuss politics. I want to make that pretty clear.
I got you.
And he was the Motor City Madman.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Terrible Ted.
Man. Wild.
That's huge.
So Ted Nugent, who else did you sign? So then basically when your boss says, well, maybe Tom knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Now you're in charge.
Well, yeah, because we got lucky and Ted's album just, exploded, that first album. And I was, horning in really to protect my investment in Ted. Because I thought if this was a stiff, then I probably wouldn't be able to continue with my job because I was an A&R man and I needed some hits. So they let me sign Ted, and then I signed Cheap Trick, and then I signed Molly Hatchet, and I was lucky enough to produce all of them, and then I was a producer.
Oh.
Abracadabra.
Tom Werman on. Rock and roll music executive, producer, legend, promoting his book, Turn It Up, My Time Making Records in the Glory Days of Rock Music. Sounds like a movie to me.
It is.
I'm guessing after you sign Ted Nugent, are you hovering around the studio to make sure the producer's doing the best he can with the song? Because your career depends on this.
Yeah.
It does, and I made enough of a contribution so that they kindly gave me co-producer credit on the album. So, I went from Werman, what do you do here? To Werman, you're beautiful, babe. That's the way it goes in the record business.
Yeah. Being called babe is everything.
Yeah. How many copies did that first Ted Nugent album sell?
Well over a million at the time. And all of Ted's albums, all five that I did with him were platinum or over a million.
Wow.
I don't recall how long it took, but that was his first album as a solo artist.
There was a big thing in the 70s to get these artists to do live albums. Were you a part of that as well?
Yes, we did. We did live albums. They were mostly live, but I'm pretty sure that every single live album by any act was repaired a bit in the studio.
Interesting.
And I had three on Double Live Gonzo. I remember mixing it, and I had three different audiences. One with just plain applause and screams, one with fireworks, and I would use whichever one or all three that I wanted at the end of every song. So when you hear the crowd go wild, it's not necessarily the crowd.
Oh, with the first AI over here.
This is why you're so successful.
Right.
Yeah, no, the live album was really good. I did two live albums, one with Jeff Beck and Jan Hammer. And we actually repaired some of Jeff's solos, too. in the studio.
Well, you signed Cheap Trick. Did you have anything to do at Live at Budokan?
No, unfortunately, I was finishing Ted's fifth album, the last one I did with him, and I couldn't desert him. They called me down in Florida, and I was working, and they said, "Tom, can you go to Japan? Then we want to record."
Wow.
And I said, "You know, I'm sorry, I can't.
I'm busy."
Yeah. That was that.
When you heard Ted do the riff for Stranglehold, did you know that this? I mean, that's a magical guitar riff.
Like, it is. Well, you know, I went for guitar riffs. You know, basic as the backbone of every song, really, or at least I tried to make it like that. There are two rhythm guitars on every song I ever did, basically. I mean, I doubled that guitar to make it to make it present. But yeah, that was the first song I ever mixed, and it was a lot of fun.
So what we're going to do, Tom, I got to let you go, but our producer, Ruth, is going to track you down and get you back where we can have you in a longer form.
Yeah.
Because this book is...
That would be great.
Everyone should have it.
True.
One.
Very
and then
true.
Two, it should be a movie.
Yes.
So. Thank you so much for all the great music you helped put into our ears.
Yeah, thank you,
Tom Werman.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Great song.
Oh, my God.
Yep. We can't finish playing it? It's only like 7 minutes long. Wow.
I always thought Ted sung that song.
Yeah, no.
I always thought Ted Nugent sung that song. It sounds like him.
Yeah, you picture his voice coming from that face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but all the other songs he sings, it sounds like that.
Yeah.
It's not like who's singing this Ted Nugent song.
Oh. Right, yeah. Yep.
It wasn't until the guy who sang the song played the toy drive.
Yeah,
I'm like,
Derek
wait
St.
a
Holmes.
Minute.
Yeah.
Hold it.
Derek St. Holmes.
What?
Yep.
You?
Yep.
You?
That's impossible.
You?
No, you're not Ted
It was
Nugent.
Me all along.
Get this man out of here.
Oh, my God. And he started doing it at the toy drive.
Oh, my God. We were wrong all this time. That's him. I'm going to go yell Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
He was awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
So great.
Hey, we got another music legend on the phone right now, Randy from the Zoo.
Randy!
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
How we doing?
Good. Thank you for coming up on stage at the Toy Drive.
Yeah, man. Great job.
Oh, my gosh. That was a lot of fun. I got to be honest with you. Being from Long Island for the last, two decades of my life, I didn't realize, how big you guys are. And coming there, I did not expect that crowd. I had no idea. And what a great morning.
I think it throws a lot of people. I think Finger 11.
Yeah.
But, furniture store at 7 in the morning.
Like 8 people there.
Yeah.
Exactly. I've been to a couple of those things, and it's that was unexpected.
Right.
I can't, but good on you guys. That really, I couldn't believe all the toys, first of all. I just
keep
walking down that line, and I'm going, does this end?
Right.
You guys, you had enough toys for the entire New England.
Oh, we tried.
It was really, just so you know, that crowd was the biggest crowd and the best crowd we've ever had in all 20 years.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's because I was going to be there.
Exactly. Exactly.
It was that Shaggy impersonation.
They had to go. Yeah.
It's the white Jamaican guy.
Not sure what you're talking about.
See, I would walk around just talking like that, Randy. Answer the phone like that.
I'm definitely going to do that idea. I got to order at a fast food restaurant with the Shaggy voice.
Yes. Randy from the Zoo. So, I stumble upon these great talents at the weirdest places. And I met Randy from the Zoo and Samantha Cole two different times at Woodbury Brewing.
Wow.
And, boy, this band, the Zoo, if you should look them up and go see them. They're great.
Yeah.
And Samantha Cole is amazing.
Exactly.
She did the vocals
awesome.
With Shaggy.
Really was. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Oh, that's so I can rub you down. I gave you a hot so rubber. You wet kisses with my breezing tongue. And I suck your body with my Persian rug.
Wait, what was that line?
Persian rug something.
Something about a tongue and a Persian rug?
Right, right. That's how you clean it. You don't use detergent.
It's funny because I've heard the song a million times. I never really knew the words. I'm listening closely now.
Yeah. It's some kind of rug cleaner.
Yeah.
You and me, bruh. Give me rubber, no rubber. And I can hit you with the sledgehammer. Mr. Lover, keep me rocking. Mr. Lover, keep me rocking. Mr. Lover, keep me rocking. Mr. Lover, keep me rocking.
That's it.
Mr. Lover, keep me rocking. Mr. Lover, keep me rocking. Mr. Lover, keep me rocking.
That's a gift.
Everybody sing.
Come on.
Ooh, boy, I love you so.
Yeah, she was great. You were great.
You know, it's crazy. We in the zoo, we do Angel. Barely on my Angel in the morning. You know,
right.
So everyone thinks I just knew every Shaggy song from doing that, and I didn't.
Oops.
And then when I got asked to do this with Samantha Cole, I met her at a show, and they're like, "Yeah, just go do it." And that show, I just I had no idea. So, fast forward, me driving to the toy drive, I'm just listening to it over and over and over, and I finally got the lyrics.
Nice.
So it was good. That was so much fun. Thank you, gentlemen.
No, thank you.
No, we appreciate you doing that.
It was great.
That was awesome.
And the toys were incredible. But are you guys going to come out to another show? We were just at Woodbury Brewing Company. It was sold out. It was packed. It was one of my favorite venues now.
It's a great venue.
You know, getting in our older years, it's a great place to just go. Great, great beer. You sit. You watch bands. Yeah. You want to dance, you can dance. But I love it.
Nice.
Well, I'm looking at the schedule. Yeah. Well, I'm on, after this week, I'm on vacation for 2 weeks. So I'll be seeing you soon.
All right. So then we're at the Jameson Pub on December 22nd for an ugly sweater party.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm not sure if you guys heard, but there's an all brand spanking new venue called the Roxy in Danbury, Connecticut. And, literally, it's your jaw drops when you walk into it. It's going to be it's a big music hall.
Nice.
And these guys just sunk a whole bunch of money into it, but it is beautiful. It's a great place to go. Right there, Danbury across. Well, our home is Molly Darcy's, but Molly Darcy's was really good enough to let us play at the Roxy as well, and we'll be doing there. Their big holiday party on December 22nd.
Nice.
I'm sorry, December 23rd.
Yeah, I was going to say, the 22nd's right. The bad sweater party.
Yeah, really,
right?
Really busy night.
Yeah. It'll be three places at once.
Right.
It's the Lover.
They're called the clone.
Mr. Lover.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to show up at one of these things while I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
I'll have a driver. I may sound like Shaggy. I'm Randy, what to do.
Here at the carpet, too.
Here's a little beer.
Here's the bundle.
Tequila, too.
Come out the bar.
Hey, gentlemen, real quick before I go, I just want to say you guys are complete legends in the rock business here, and just listening to Tom before, that was so great, and I can't thank you guys enough. I was thinking, but what's your favorite guitar solo? You're stranded on an island, you have to listen to one guitar solo. I know it's hard to pick one, but for me, it's Hotel California. I just, that guitar solo is, love it.
That is a good one, and it's because it's so simple, and it's the doubling.
Right.
And also knowing that it's Joe Walsh.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, all of that helps.
Yes.
You know, the history of it. And
yeah, mine's Neil Young, Cinnamon Girl. Nah, 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 nah. That's too complicated.
Yeah.
All right. I hear you there.
I like Mean Streets from Van Halen. I'm a Van Halen guy.
Right.
And that record, they got his guitar sounded so wide. They were they knew their way around this. Eddie knew his way around the studio by the time they got to that album.
Yeah.
And it's a really great sounding
album. It
shows,
album. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah, he's, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Miss him. Boy.
Well.
Although it's kind of crazy, the whole Anthony Michael Hall thing where they literally took him out of the pictures of old records and old albums and replaced him with Wolfgang.
Right.
Michael Anthony.
Right.
Michael Anthony.
Michael
Anthony.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live.
I was like, that would be funny.
Candles.
That's who they should put in there instead of Michael Anthony. Anthony Michael Hall. They should put his picture over Michael Anthony.
They put Rusty from Vacation in there.
When they took Arsenio Hall out of those pictures, it was crazy.
We're going to link up to all your stuff for the zoo because we just so appreciate you coming and doing that.
Yeah, man.
And
I'll go see the band.
Hopefully work with your band in the future for future Chaz and AJ events. I'll see you over the holidays, but have a great holiday. Please thank the band for us. Man shot in testicle by girlfriend. I should put the word allegedly in here.
Allegedly. Okay,
allegedly.
Right.
Why, you don't want her after you?
Right. Now, if it was the other side, she'd be a crack shot.
Comedian Pat Oates in studio.
Yay.
He's at Riverwalk in Derby on Friday.
Nice.
An Ohio man who allegedly shot... Hold on.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Shot his girlfriend in the testicles.
Right. Yeah. He found out she had him.
I mean, I'm open-minded. Well, but
wait
geez.
A minute. This is not what I ordered.
I feel like you guys could do 10 minutes without the story.
Wow.
Okay, so an Ohio man who was allegedly shot in his testicle by his ex-girlfriend says he does not want an apology and still has love for her.
Wow.
Oh, so, my God.
Seriously, wow.
Dude.
Well, apparently you do tell her no.
That's his other testicle talking.
Right.
Whatever she wants. Right. Whatever she wants, man.
Yep. I'm with it.
Well, for me, the headline, I was like, oh, she's crazy.
Yeah.
And then I read that. I'm like, oh, no, he's crazy.
Right. Yeah. Apparently they're meant for each other.
Yeah.
Yep.
Charlie Glenn says Tanya Nestor, 36, asked to take a walk with him. It was at this time that he found a pistol on her.
Oops.
She said it was a pellet gun.
Oh.
And I said, let me see it, because I'm not going anywhere with you if you got a gun.
Oh, see, you shouldn't have asked that question. Let me see it.
She pulled it out
right,
and
shot him. Right.
According to him.
Right. Well, that's nuts. She was a little testy. Now he is.
According to police, Glenn was able to get the gun away from Nestor. Quote, she pulled the pistol out and shot me, and I proceeded to take the pistol from her at that point and got her down.
Wow. Wow.
My family members called 911 because I was shot and bleeding.
Right.
Obviously. Right. Good move, yeah. But obviously.
Yeah, they don't deflect bullets all down there.
Where's the dumbass here? This seems
just,
like...
All together.
It's all crazy.
I think they're all dumbass.
Then he wants to go back.
Yeah.
Let her leave.
Seriously.
No, dude. You got to keep her because no one else is going to meet damaged goods nuts over there. You can't do that. You gotta go. She knows what he has.
This is true, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You damaged me. Now you got to own me.
Right. He's at TJ Maxx balls now. You can't do anything with it. 10% off.
I feel like he was dumb for agreeing to take a walk with her. I think
yes.
There were probably a million signs before the walk that,
right.
that something like this could happen.
Right. All of a sudden, she had like, why do you have a package?
Yeah. I'll pull out my pistol if you pull out yours.
It's a girl of good caliber.
But why is that? There's got to be more to the story than, I don't believe that's a gun. Really? Shooting the balls. Like, there's got to be more in between there.
Maybe it was the infight. Want to go to the park, shoot the ball around?
Right.
That means something different to me. Yeah, I'm not expecting violence.
Right, I was going to have a basketball.
Exactly. Hey, wait, you don't have a basketball.
Right.
No, I have a pistol.
Yeah. Right.
No, you don't either. I'm a big fan of Lance Armstrong. Okay, now you like him.
Police say they eventually arrested Nestor.
Wow.
Eventually.
Yeah. Eventually.
To make sure he's out of bullets first. Everyone hide your junk and go get her.
Put a cup on before you go get her.
Right. Send a new guy.
How about send the lady?
Right. There you go. See?
I don't know what to do here.
Yeah, but there should be a crack shot.
We got to end on that one.
Yeah.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.